and Rosie.
So we were having a look through the lost and found section in a Buffleton newspaper and we found this ad. It says, lost chicken, bought from Woolworths. It's got a couple of chicken breasts in there worth $9.76. Could have been stolen by a dog. If found, call Kim, and it's got the phone number there. So we thought we'd call Kim. It's a few days after that she's posted that and wonder if she got the chicken back.
Do you have any idea why we're calling you?
Not a clue.
It's got to do with an ad in the paper or a loss.
Oh, no.
Kim, look, when we see a lost chicken or chicken breast in the paper, we want to know more.
Well, you know who I think might be a better person to speak to is my housemate, who is quite the comedian.
Why has your housemate put this in the paper?
My housemate. Yep. We live together, but she works in the ads department at the Margaret River newspaper.
Oh, that's a stitch
up. I went shopping on Wednesday, bought a couple of chicken breasts, got home and they'd vanished. To this day, I don't know if I left them at the shop. The dog got them.
I hate it when it happens, but she's gone straight out and suggested it was a dog. Stolen. She uses the word stolen by a dog.
I know. Accusations flying. Yeah, so the next thing I know, you know, I'd just given up on the chicken, ended up buying some more, made my fajitas that night.
How were the fajitas
on Friday,
that night?
They were great.
Yeah, I bet they were.
They were great.
But, then I started getting these texts on Friday. I had one ransom note from Rufus the dog who said that if I left two marrow bones at the park in Margaret River and walked away and didn't look back.
Did you reply to it?
I didn't.
Because maybe, as I look at Rosie,
fact,
maybe
I
we could call
actually.
Rufus.
I think I texted back and said I suspect foul play because the chicken puns were just coming thick and fast.
Well, we've come with no chicken puns. We just wanted to find the truth to the story. What's your housemate's name?
My housemate's name is Ashley.
Ashley. Good work,
good,
mate.
Good stitch up, Ashley.
Why has she stitched you up, though? What did you do first?
I did nothing. But I'm certainly going to have to do something.
Hey,
so any ideas would be greatly
welcome. Wow, you now have two friends at a radio station, Kim, so I feel like we could organise something.
I feel like our minds are both wandering as we speak.
So after speaking with Kim, we thought we might give her roommate Ashley a call. Hi, Ashley. My name's Ryan. I'm calling from Hot FM. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, Ryan. How are you?
Not too bad. I've just got your resume here for the job we're applying for, and I had a couple of follow-up questions. Was it you, Ashley, that's applied for the job here?
No.
It says here that you've worked in media before in a newspaper. Is that you? That's where you are now, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Because Rosie, my co-host here...
Hi, Ashley. I'm here also. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
We're actually looking for a third member of our team that we advertised a few days ago, and we've got your resume on our desk here.
I think someone's playing a trick on me.
No,
really? Because we actually did a few reference checks before we called you just to make sure that you were the candidate we thought you were.
Yeah.
And your friend Kim said you're an incredible comedian.
And that you're a prankster and you're funny, or you think you're really funny. That were her words. But,
that is you, right?
Yes.
So are you confirming that you have in fact applied for the job?
No, I haven't applied for the job. I think Kim's applied me for the job.
She has nominated you. I mean, we're not looking for a third member, but, I mean, you're up there with the with the best. Mate, good prank.
Yeah, it was a good prank.
Now, there's one missing piece to the puzzle. Do you remember Rufus the dog?
I had one ransom note from Rufus the dog.
Now, I find it very strange to hear a dog has been text messaging, so we thought we'd call the number.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Jason.
Yeah, Jason, I'm looking for a Rufus. I got a text message from this number from Rufus the dog.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he
about? Because I heard he knows something about a chicken.
No, he's off.
He's off today, is he?
He's a busy boy, is Rufus.
Yeah, he's called in an RDO, has he?
You just never know when he's going to show up and what he'll show up with.
It's Ryan and Rosie from Hot FM here, and on behalf of our friend Kim, we're just chasing up some lost ends about this lost chicken, and apparently Rufus was on the ball.
Jason, is Rufus real?
Rufus is the most real thing you've ever come across.
Oh, mate.
He's more than real.
All right. Well, yeah. Mate,
and he's a thief, and he threatens people. Apparently, he bribes people. He's
he's just a practical joker, really. But if he sees an opportunity.
Jason, you make us laugh, mate.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, we had a read about that and had a bit of a laugh at laugh ourselves about the ad.
Chicken breasts.
Yes, you will. You can't go without your chicken breasts.
Ryan and Rosie.